Hebrews 1:8 says, "But unto the Son who saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom." Don't take my word for it. Do not take Pat's word for it. You go look it up yourself. You be a believer. Psalms 45 and 6 called the Israelite king God. You need to check that out. Verse 9, "Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God," Yeshua as God, has a God. Verses 10 through 12 are talking about Yahweh. If you missed my argument, I don't know that he did it intentionally. Verse 10 says, "And thou, Yahweh, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands." Hebrews 2, verses 5 through 7, "For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak, but one in a certain place testifying, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him?" Is that talking about Christ's past? Absolutely. Verse 7 says, "Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thine hands." Whose works in Hebrews 1:10? God, Father, Yahweh. Who was set over the works of those hands? Yeshua the Messiah. He chides me for repeating the same argument. I didn't start my time. Do you have 5 minutes? Let me pull it down to 3 minutes. 3 are ahead or three. He chides me for repeating the same argument. The reason I repeat it is because it disproves his position. I've listened to too many debates with Pat Donahue involved in this, and I've heard many of his opponents chide him as well. Yet he keeps repeating the same argument over and over and over again because it proves the position, and he does well, and that's why I do that. Many times he gets up here and says things that I completely agree with, maybe understand them a little bit different way. I don't believe that Yeshua is just like us. I believe God was his Father, and therefore he was God in that sense, because God was his Father. That does not prove anything about a Trinity. It doesn't prove anything at all. Put up this chart number 3. Now, before I go into this chart, he mentioned how that Yeshua is called Mighty God, but he's also called Eternal Father in Isaiah 9, verse 6. Separate from Mighty God. But yet you agree he's not the Father. He's not the Father, but yet he's called the Father. He's not God, but he is called the Mighty God in Isaiah 9, 6. In Genesis 23 and 8, the Bible says, "Intrigued for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar." No one here believes that Ephron is really Zohar. Exodus 31, 6, "I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach." No one believes Aholiab is really Ahisamach. Matthew 23:35, "Unto the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah." No one here believes Zechariah is Berechiah. You might say, well, I think he might be Berechiah. Or if I told you that, you would say, but Matthew, in Matthew 23:35, it says he's the son of Berechiah. And I should say, oh, okay, I understand what you're saying. Because you would be right. Mark 1:1 is just as easy. And Mark 1:1 is the beginning of the gospel of Yeshua the Christ, the son of God. That means he's not that God. Now, if he's not that God, then he's not part of the Trinity. Because that's the one God. Father's the one God. John 17:3. He's not that God. He's not part of the Trinity. He's not the one God. So he's not that God. But yet he is called God. A representative of Lutheran sin. So you don't have to put up the last chart. Let me just say this. C.S. Lewis, the author of the Chronicles of Narnia, he confronted all skeptics with his famous system that Yeshua was either man, dad, or God. The choice Son of God was not found in his system. The choice Son of God is not given by Trinitarians dogmatically in this day and time. Son of God is not what the emphasis lies. Pat's emphasis tonight was not that he was the Son of God, but rather that he was God, the second person in the Trinity. Even though the Bible never said that, that was where his emphasis lies. Many times the Bible says he's God. He asked his apostles, "Whom do you say that I am?" Peter could have said, "You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." But he didn't. He said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Peter, you're blessed. I'll build my church upon that rock, that revelation that you just made." The gates of hell will not prevail against it. If you're not part of the church in the New Testament, if you agree with that tonight, I say that respectfully.